It's the top
of the season. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to the business of the Forever Chemicals. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, closely allied with the Republican Party, are bringing suit in Waukesha County Court to stop the DNR from ordering the cleanup of Forever Chemicals. Are you kidding me? They're drinking bottled water in Marinette County. Forever Chemicals are leaching into Green Bay, which gets into the Great Lakes. Somebody has to say they got to be cleaned up. It's the DNR. DNR put out rules. The Republican Party and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce say those rules can't be enforced until the gerrymandered Republican legislature under Robin Voss says they want to clean up Forever Chemicals. And Robin Voss and the Republicans say they do not want to clean up Forever Chemicals. They never come out and say it that bluntly. What they say is we've got to study it. Needs a lot more study, some years of study. The wells in Marinette County are poisoned. There are going to be more of them poisoned when Forever Chemicals are released into the rivers and streams and lakes in Wisconsin. Wells around the state will be poisoned. People will be drinking bottled water in Wisconsin when we had the cleanest water in the country not too long ago before Scott Walker. I can't say it any more bluntly. They picked Waukesha County because there's some very conservative judges there. The Court of Appeals for Waukesha is seen as conservative. Supreme Court, four conservatives, the three were seen as Democrats. One of them, Hagedorn, has a lot of gumption, and he has read the Constitution, and he has given very good constitutional decisions in voting cases. I don't know how he'd vote on this. You cannot have the Republican Party gerrymandered saying we're not going to clean up carcinogens in our wells, okay? At some point, is even a Republican in Waukesha County going to say, I do not want cancer in my well? It's pretty basic. Pretty basic. But that's where we are right now. So if you're out there, you're an independent, or you think you're a Republican, or whatever you are, it's about time that you were heard. This is pretty basic. Do we want poison in our water? And if you vote Republican, you're voting for poison in your water. It's as simple as that. Because their donors want to do it. It's profitable for their donors. Let's take a look at Texas. How many times have I said that the Republican Party cannot be trusted with money, taxpayer dollars, anybody's dollars? And I don't mean the Liz Cheneys and the Mitt Romneys, but I mean the Republican Party in general, and that includes states like Wisconsin and in Texas. They've just released information that Texas customers, you know, electrical, just like all of us, in their deregulated utility market paid $28 billion more for electricity in the last two decades than they would have at the rates charged by traditional utilities. $28 billion. And then they lost it, and they almost lost the whole grid because it wasn't winterized and it wasn't on the national grid, and they couldn't borrow electricity from elsewhere. You know, here's what happened. Texas, they said, well, we're Republicans. We believe in a free market. We don't believe in regulation, not even of electricity or water. So we're going to let anybody who wants to say they're a grid and provide electricity. And then they all, it's sort of like Spectrum and AT&T. They all came in and said, I'll do it cheaper and I'll do it cheaper. Everybody took the cheapest. They were not regulated and they were not on the national grid. Otherwise, they could have borrowed electricity from California. They didn't do it. And that's great when the weather's warm and good. but there's a little known thing in the contract that says, well, first of all, they had to give them a credit card number or bank account, so it was automatic withdrawal. And secondly, it said, if electricity gets scarce, your rates may go up without saying how much. It got real scarce because to save money, they did not winterize their grid, even though they had bad cold in 1998 and 2011 and were told to winterize it. Norway, the Arctic, and Wisconsin and Minnesota are a lot colder, and we all have wind turbines and we have natural gas lines, and they didn't freeze because we winterized them. They didn't do it. And then when everything hit the fan, some people froze to death. A 10-year-old boy froze to death in his own bed. People were burning their furniture, killed by carbon monoxide by sitting in their garage with the engine on to warm themselves up. Somebody got a $17,000 bill for 5 days of electricity. So what's this all about? Well, it was hard to get. It's hard to get because it was their fault. If you want Republican administration of money, all you got to do is go to Texas. You'll pay $28 billion more over two decades for electricity so they could say, we're bad, we're deregulated, we bad. You could go to Wisconsin and have somebody like Walker offer Foxconn over $4 billion, Chinese company, because he has their word that they said they create 13,000 manufacturing jobs at $53,000 a year. They lied. He lied. That's what you get as a Republican. The handful of honest Republicans are scarce as hen's teeth. And they're not in Wisconsin, and they're not in Texas. One of them's in Utah, Mitt Romney. One of them's in Wyoming, Liz Cheney, and one of them's in Nebraska, Ben Sasse. Now, California, I mentioned California has done it right. They have a net neutrality bill that they decided to pass. California has the seventh largest economy in the world, in the world of all countries, California. And they have a net neutrality bill because Trump went against it. And now internet providers in California cannot discriminate. They can't charge some selective fees. They can't slow up some sites. They can't do a lot of things. It's net neutrality. I strongly support it. We should have it nationally. Of course, all of the tech companies went in to sue them. A federal judge just ruled that they could do it. And now California's net neutrality law is good law, should be followed everywhere in the country as a national policy. Could it be overturned on appeal in the U.S. Supreme Court? I suppose technically. I don't see a lot of appetite to do that. I don't see a lot of appetite. Do you want to pay money to go on the internet? Do you really? Do you want to have to pay a fee? Do you want the people who run the internet to decide what sites you see and they can stop you by going real slow? Well, I don't, and California did it right. We're coming to the end of the show, and for the weekend, stand by for a lot of great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, on Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike and Max Inc. Radio. Have a great weekend. Back Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.